This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Poets across Canada are visiting juvenile detention centres, alternative schools, and youth centres from October the 4th to the 9th, 2010, during the 7th annual Random Acts of Poetry event, which is sponsored by the Canadian Council for the Arts. The event is focused this year on bringing poetry to young people. Organizers want to draw attention to youth literacy, which they consider to be a crucial issue for Canada's future. Nanaimo poet Kim Goldberg is a frequent performer at spoken word events on Vancouver Island, and she participates with Random Acts of Poetry on an annual basis. Her latest book is called Red Zone. It's a poem diary of Nanaimo's homeless population.
We're joined in the studio by, we're about to be poemed by Kim Goldberg. Welcome to People First Radio, Kim.
Thank you very much. I'm really glad to be here today.
This year's Random Acts of Poetry focuses on youth. Where have you been poeming, and what have you been experiencing?
Well, it's been really a great experience so far. I've been at NDSS up to this point, Nanaimo District Secondary School, and specifically visiting a junior alternate class and a social justice class. So these were really good students to work with on these poems. I shared some of the Red Zone poems with them, but that led into some pretty neat discussions about homelessness and homelessness right here in our own community. And then I also got them writing some poems of their own on the subject. So, and one thing that happens with Random Acts of Poetry, which is really the best part of it, is that we then give free copies of our book to everybody we poem. And of course, people aren't expecting this. And so all of the students in the class each got a free copy of Red Zone, and they... What I was really surprised by is how many of those students came up to me afterwards to get their copy signed. That does not happen very often with young people, I find. I'm not usually asked to sign copies. So I think they really connected with this material. I think by working with it in that way, where they actually ended up writing their own poems about homeless people and their encounters and impressions of homeless people, they really made a very strong connection with the material and were pretty excited then to have a copy of the book. Oh, and I should say that this evening, I'm quite excited to be going to the Nanaimo Youth Services Association to visit their one-stop youth center and work with the young people there on this.
So when you say young people, within what age groups
well,
are you focusing?
It seems to be teenagers this year, ages 13 to 18, I would say. And it's specifically youth at risk who we're supposed to be looking for. But, you know, I find that's a rather vague term. And I think the realities of our society are such that all youth are at risk. So I'm not really throwing too sharp of a boundary around that. I think youth, period, are youth at risk. And I think the idea is... Well, I know that the idea is that poetry can open doors sometimes that information delivered more conventionally won't open. And so the idea is to reach people on issues affecting their own lives through poetry and to maybe inspire their own creative efforts, whether it's poetry, music, art, doesn't really matter. It's using creative energy to awaken people to their own inner creative energies.
You open your most recent book, Red Zone, with a quote from Dante's The Divine Comedy. And if I may, midway upon the journey of our life, I found myself within a forest dark, for the straightforward pathway had been lost. How is your experience with Red Zone affecting you today, a year after the book was published?
Well, I have to say things have fortunately settled down for me a bit in my life. I spent 3 years working on Red Zone, and I really didn't realize what I was getting into, but it was increasingly tumultuous for me inside. It was really opening up a lot of very unsettling, disturbing emotions in me that seemed to go beyond what I was witnessing around me as I would see people sleeping on the sidewalk and all. Obviously, there's reasons why that's going to be disturbing, but I don't really even know how to describe what was changing and opening up inside of me. It was actually kind of scary. And so I'm very glad that I did the book Red Zone, but I'm also really glad that it's over. And I have to say that now a year after the book has come out, my own life has settled a bit, I must admit.
Is there a short poem from Red Zone that you'd be able to share with us?
Yes, I'd like to share one, because this is what we do in Random Acts of Poetry. You know, we're going around poeming people, giving away the books. And then I should also say that Random Acts of Poetry wouldn't even be possible if it weren't for our sponsors, which is the Canada Council for the Arts and the Victoria Reed Society, which is a literacy organization. They purchase all these books we're giving away because there's 30 poets, each of us giving away 50 books. So that's 1,500 books all across Canada are dispersed for free to people. So this poem, Heap of Songs, this is a really good example of that Dante quote that you read about how we just don't know where our lives are going to take us, and we're going along fine, and then we get to the middle point of the path, and everything changes and falls apart, and we lose our way. Because this is about a friend of mine for whom that's exactly what happened. This is Heap of Songs, and it's for Darren. When my friend, who is a crack addict, was in an accident and broke his leg in three places, the doctors couldn't set the bone because it powdered to the touch. Just heaps of old songs, they muttered, scattering with each puff of breath, each scrape of bowl. Some vaguely human deconstruction zone, strewn with wind-blown notes and keen unwound, shadow surfing down the day on weightless, despooled strings of unsinging, dancing the herky-jerky in empty space, till snagging on corners of brick, bistro tables, patrons' hair, to be coveted, fought over, captured by house sparrows the following spring, and woven back to coherence.
You're listening to People First Radio. Kim Goldberg is a Nanaimo poet who is involved with the Random Acts of Poetry event. Random Acts of Poetry is an annual celebration of poetry and literacy happening this year during the week of October the 4th to 11th, 2010. The event is a project of the Victoria Reed Society, a nonprofit literacy organization established in 1976. It's funded by the Canada Council for the Arts. This year's Random Acts of Poetry focus is on bringing poetry to young people.
Kim, you've been reading from Red Zone with the youth you've encountered this week. What have their responses and reactions been?
They seem to be pretty gripped by it and caught up with it. And I have to say that I've also worked with teenagers at high school level classes before with Red Zone, and it's really surprises me, and I'm very heartened to see how much compassion and sympathy they actually have. You know, I've wondered when I went in initially to high school classes with the book, are they going to have a negative attitude toward homeless people? Are they going to have a disparaging attitude? And you really see when you get them writing the poems, you see what their own views on this are. And it was amazing the amount of connection they seemed to have. Now, of course, I've gone to Nanaimo District Secondary School. That's in the General Harewood area. I think the kids who go to that school actually are probably, in some cases, no homeless people and are walking by on footpaths all the time where homeless people are sleeping and living. So I think they actually do come in contact with homeless people. It isn't an abstraction for them. But presenting it through poetry and then specifically getting the kids after that to write poems of their own, I've just been quite stunned at how the amount of depth and sensitivity they seem to have to the issue. So it's good. It's encouraging.
That's fantastic. You live in Nanaimo's red zone, so you have a close-up view. Have your impressions of Nanaimo's red zone changed in the past year? Is there anything different now?
I don't think anything has really changed formally in terms of how the police are using the red zone. And the red zone, just so people know, is actually a zone of exclusion. It's a number of city streets and city blocks, actually about 40 city blocks, by the statistics I've come across, in which certain people are barred from being on those streets. So there are civil liberties issues there, obviously. That's what the red zone is. It's a zone of exclusion in the downtown core of Nanaimo. And I think, as far as I know, it still stands and is still being used in the same way. Of course, what really changed for me was how much I became aware of all of the signs of homelessness that I had for years walked by and had been oblivious to. So it was really the change that I went through was one of awakening and realizing that when you see mashed down bushes, that's actually because somebody goes back and sleeps there every night. And when you see a sweatshirt draped over a bush, that's because somebody's trying to dry out the only garment they have to sleep in and stay warm that night. And I was seeing all these things before, but not reading the signs, not understanding that these were all signifiers of homelessness.
Well, thank you. We have just a moment left.
Okay.
Kim, would you be willing to poem us one more
time? Okay. One quick poem, and then you get a copy of the book. This is one of my entries from Red Zone. I want to read these poems in the underpass, downstream from my Weathergram Park. Homeless people roost here, too, in their hibernaculum behind the wall, while the island highway mutters them to sleep. When one of the Leonards I've gotten to know slept alone and out in the open last month, he awoke to three men beating him. He spent the next 2 weeks on life support. Safety comes in clusters, barricades, invisibility, which can be scarce out here on the world's final reach. I want to feel the sound of my words echoing in this scrawled cathedral, bouncing off the pigeon-strafed vault. I want to learn if utterance can change the thing being spoken about. Will these mastodon columns release their hallowed souls? Will Leonard's mashed-in nose become a cactus-dotted box canyon, sheltering a secret village? One never knows these things. If poetry won't leave the haven of the coffee house, won't stand on the precipice, wind-smacked, tongue-kissing the infinite.
Thank you so much for taking the time to join us in the studio today, Kim. It was so good to see you.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Kim Goldberg is an award-winning poet, journalist, and author of 6 books. Her work has appeared in numerous magazines and anthologies around the world. She's lived in Nanaimo for more than 30 years and is a regular participant in the annual Random Acts of Poetry event. You can find Kim Goldberg online at Pig Squash Press. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society, broadcast on Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of those organizations.